WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The next step in hiring a new Bryan School District Superintendent is underway.
District spokesman Brandon Webb says the board has online access to all 54 people who filed applications to the Texas Association of School Boards. TASB consultants will be meeting with the Board of Trustees on Wednesday. Webb says no recommendations were made by the consultant. The board could decide Wednesday night how many applicants will be interviewed. The superintendent search is the subject of one of four special meetings the Bryan Board's holding over the span of 8 days. Today at noon, the board resumes discussing additional transfer opportunities for high school students at Bryan High and Rudder. While the agenda labels the item as high schools of choice, Webb says there will continue to be transfer limits and there are no plans to go to totally open enrollment. The two other special meetings are with the district's local state representatives, last Friday with John Rainey and this Friday with Kyle Cassell. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Local business recruiters continue to see positive feedback from the December trip to the Twin Cities by the Princess of Belgium. College Station Councilwoman Julie Schultz provided an update at the council's last meeting.
We had an update on our prospect list of companies that are interested in coming here, and our top three were three Belgian companies, which stems from the visit from the Princess about a month or so ago, and that was obviously a beneficial endeavor.
Schultz, one of College Station's representatives to the Research Valley Partnership Board, says the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee continues to monitor the agreement between Blinn College and the A&M system to provide workforce training. Cleaning crews spent the weekend at the Texags building in College Station following a fire Friday afternoon.
The barbershop that's in the corner of our building, one of the barbers actually went and took a fire extinguisher and put it out for the most part. Then the fire department came in, put a big hole in the building. But that's great because they extinguished everything.
Texags president Brandon Jones says the fire started outside the building, but the cause is still under investigation.
There was kind of piles of trash back there, not ours. There's a corner of the building there that I think a lot of leaves and stuff like that kind of collect in. So that's all we know right now.
While the building was evacuated, Jones says no one was hurt. There's no impact to online operations of the Texas A&M sports blog because that's done in the cloud. And Jones says the Texags radio and TV shows will be on air this morning. A College Station man who survived his truck striking a culvert and becoming airborne for 90 feet before hitting the ground and rolling is now in jail. 21-year-old Connor Griffin was arrested by College Station police for drunk driving and possessing two types of illegal steroids and hydrocodone. A Bryan man booked in the Brazos County Jail 34 times in 20 years returned for the first time in 6 years last Friday. 36-year-old Lester Gill was arrested following a search of his home located near Bonham Park before sunrise. According to the arrest report, Gill admitted making crack cocaine. In addition to drugs, police seized more than $13,000 in cash, a pickup, two large screen televisions, and numerous cell phones. And a Bryan man accused of evading arrest from a Bryan policeman 2 weeks ago is in jail. According to the arrest report, police stopped chasing 30-year-old Justin Long on January 20th due to the department's pursuit policy. Long was caught last Thursday night by other officers and a U.S. Marshal in the area of 29th and Wild Oak. Long is also being held for violating probation on federal charges. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
The Bush Presidential Library is honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author Kate Anderson Brower on February 21st. Kate will discuss different aspects of the public and private world of the White House, She is the author of the best-selling book, The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House. The program starts at 7 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. Visit bush41.org and click on the events tab for reservations.
Good morning, it's 710, Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Got weather, it's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there through today, and breezy and mild temperatures into the mid-70s with a few scattered showers. Tonight, cloudy, mild, low 60s, a few showers at times. Morning clouds, then sunshine developing on Tuesday. It's going to be a warmer day. Temperatures pushing 80, fair at night 55 to 60. Mostly sunny and 72 to 76 on Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M women's basketball team's victory against Auburn yesterday, as well as the men's win over LSU on Saturday, and we'll hear from the coaches on that. And Tom Brady set a record with his fifth Super Bowl victory as the Patriots earned a huge comeback victory last night in the big game in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, okay, that's fine, you know. And so do you know anybody who went to the game?
Yes.
No.
Do you know somebody who went? Okay.
Yeah, Billy Lucci was there.
Okay.
Thomas Dick, who's an SID for Texas A&M, he was there. I saw some pics.
Okay.
Yep, and one of my friend's older brothers from high school.
All right, so, there at the game.
Yep.
And I don't know, hard to know when traffic let out. I guess the game ended about, 9:35 or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's... I guess that could put you home here at 1 o'clock if you didn't stay and party or whatever.
I was wondering how many people from Atlanta and New England were in town in Houston yesterday, and then also how many people from Houston who don't take any stock in either of the teams went to the Super Bowl just because it's the Super Bowl.
Well,
you know?
And I guess if you want to spend that money, I'm not sure.
There were two girls on my flight from Phoenix that were in Patriots garb, and I don't know if they were actually going to the game.
Okay.
But, I mean, they were flying into Houston, looked like they were ready to go party at least.
Okay.
And my whole thought is you take a big risk when you're flying in 3 hours before kickoff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you're right. Any number of things could go wrong.
Yeah.
And because all it takes is a thunderstorm and you get diverted to Austin
or something. Yeah. Exactly.
Rut row, you know, there goes that $7,000 that you invested on those two tickets and all that gear.
But,
so how does the quarterback lose his jersey?
I don't know.
As he said, it's probably going to end up on eBay.
Yeah. I mean, that's someone on the inside that just, you know, decides they're going to take that chance and just take it.
Well, and I don't know. You talk about being on the inside. We discussed these prop bets, which are just those little weird things that people could bet on if they want to. And honestly, the serious casinos don't do that because they want to have a some sort of a control over it.
Right.
Okay. The game itself, the score itself, you know, points, that sort of stuff, that happens. But when you want to bet on how long it will take Luke Bryan to sing the national anthem, I mean, that's one guy. Things could really change. We discussed it last week. 209, I think, was the 2 minutes and 9 seconds was the number. I mean, he can get with his crew and go, guys, I got this, okay?
Yeah.
And then
I wonder how many people won that bet.
Well, it was clear as soon as he started that 209 was not going to be the number, that's for sure. I don't know what it ended up being because I was looking for my phone and trying to find the stopwatch and all that. And by the time I got it, he's like 9 seconds or 12. So I said, the heck with it. But he sang it slowly. I do have to say, though, he sang it. He sang it live.
Yeah.
And that takes some guts.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
That's
fine. But anyway, so Chelsea Reaper gone on Friday because she decided she wanted to go yell at people.
Yep.
Did you yell?
I did yell.
Did you yell
booed,
at people?
I yelled.
You booed?
I cheered. Yeah. Basically, so, okay, real quick, I will tell you, I waited in line for 4 hours on Saturday morning just to get into the 16th hole.
Wow.
So the hole is completely surrounded by grandstands.
So what time did you have to get up? Of course, you're used to getting up early, but still.
So, because on Friday, we were lucky enough to have access to a skybox, which is where all the companies, they buy out these you know, skyboxes that are along a couple of the holes. We were on 17.
Okay.
And we had great time, great seats. It was incredible.
And once again, you're in a skybox.
We're in a skybox. Free food, free booze. It was, it was great.
It's a skybox.
Hard to have a bad time in a
skybox. So how many, how big was the skybox? How many people would that basically hold?
Well, the one where we were, the company was Ewing, which is a like landscape and irrigation company.
Okay.
And this is their event. So they kind of had a corner skybox. So theirs probably could have held 100 people.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
pretty big. Yeah.
Others were more of like the 20. I think they got 30 tickets up into the skybox.
Okay, now are we talking like Cheese Whiz on Ritz? Or are we talking
No. We're talking about like, I think we had some kind of chicken dish and salad.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres then.
Yeah. I mean, no, it was full meals. They had breakfast and lunch. Wow. And so. So that was phenomenal.
It's almost like you could forget they were playing golf out there.
Correct, yeah. On Saturday, we were just part of the general public.
Right.
And mind you, there were 204,000 people on Saturday.
So,
and let me tell you how many of them actually cared about golf.
Yeah, that's the idea,
maybe
right?
Maybe 24.
Well, in talking to somebody about this yesterday, when this tournament is not being played, the 16th is just a bland par three hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nothing. You just, that aside from the divots that are being repaired today, once they take the stands down, you wouldn't even know
it would
anything.
Be interesting, to see that course without all of the stuff on it.
Now,
so,
and I don't know, historically, where did they get the idea? Let's finally find a place where we can yell at golfers.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was cool. So once we finally got in, we actually did get to see some pretty – we got to see Phil Mickelson go through, Jordan Spieth, and Ricky Fowler.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
So that was really neat. But
what color was Ricky Fowler wearing?
Saturday, he was in orange.
Okay.
No. He was in green. So Saturday was wear green. I'm sorry.
Oh,
he was
right.
In his orange yesterday.
Okay.
When I watched on TV. But he was – most of them were in some type of green on Saturday because it is the greenest show on grass. They're all about eco-friendly waste management, hence the name of the tournament.
Sure.
Going green was kind of their theme Saturday.
All right. So, but he broke out his Oklahoma State on
– He was in his orange.
Okay.
So, but they it's the 16th is unlike anything you've ever seen. It really is. I mean, they're cheering while they're hitting the ball, and if they miss the green completely, you get totally booed everyone in the stands.
So now you get in after 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then what, do they direct you to someplace or you just go find the nearest open seat?
Yes, so someone kind of says, okay, there are some open seats down in this area.
All right.
The problem is there were actually quite a few open seats because everyone's in line for more drinks or the bathroom.
Sure, because the golf is not why they're there.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And so even we got there at 7:45 in the morning.
All right.
But because they opened the gates at 7, we probably missed the main wave that got to go in by like 15 minutes
so. All right. So then you get there, you get seated, and the first golfer comes by at about what time? It's 8 o'clock when you're sitting down, let's say.
Oh, right. Okay. The first golfer, they teed off at 8:50 from 10, so they have to get to 16.
Right.
So you're still waiting till maybe, I don't know, 10:15, 10:30.
Bench? You're sitting on a bench?
No, stadium seats.
Okay.
I was standing. I was still in line.
All right.
So
okay.
We did not get in until about 11:45.
So, and they don't have anything because if you go to a football game or a basketball game, they have scoreboards, video boards where
they
show stuff.
You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no clue.
All right. So, well, at least you got your device with you, so that helped. But still,
it was rough. I'm not going to lie.
Well, nice if they put something there so you could at least see what was going on. You know.
Well, of course, I guess they might have somewhat leaderboard if you want to see that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, what time did the day end?
So on Friday, because that was before the cut, we were probably watching golf till about 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, okay, no, see, that's not, that was sitting in a skybox you were
that
doing.
That was my skybox.
The Saturday is when you're down there with the people.
The golf ended sooner because there was the cut, there were less groups, so it probably ended around 3:30.
Oh, all right, okay.
We actually stayed at the course for a while because there's 204,000 people trying to leave at once.
Yep.
I did. Maybe the highlight of Saturday, About an hour after all of the golfers had gone through, like I said, we were just kind of sitting on the 18th, enjoying the view, listening to music because there was like a club across the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone did decide that he was going to go for a swim in the lake.
Oh, there you are.
And we got to see him get arrested by the bike cop. Okay. And everyone cheered. He belly flopped into the lake.
Wow.
With only underwear on. So that was.
Do you think he'd been overserved?
Maybe just a little.
Maybe just a little.
So he was the only arrest of the day that I saw. I did see several people get kicked out of 16 because they were at around 11 a.m. They were a little too intoxicated.
At 11.
Y'all, it is like nothing you've ever seen before.
Well, that's
I don't know
fun.
If I'd ever go back, but it was a fantastic experience.
Sorry, you got a chance to just check that off your list.
Absolutely.
And you got back, and that's good fun.
Yep. All right.
So how sweet would this be to be able to crush some idiot's car, monster truck style, and him be the one who gets a ticket? 18-year-old guy driving his Ford F-150 in Ocala, Florida on Wednesday afternoon with his girlfriend and their baby. He's 18. It's his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fine. We're not judging. 53-year-old guy named Alberto Aponte was tailgating him. And when they got to a red light, he got out of his car, ran up to the truck, and started punching the guy through the window.
Oh.
Which, of course, is what you do.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So the guy's girlfriend lied and said they had a gun and get him to stop.
Okay.
And so to that point, that's when Alberto said, I'll show you a real gun. Oh. And he started walking back to his car. Now, since there's too much traffic for the guy to drive away, he did the only thing that he could to protect himself and his family. He kicked his truck into reverse and drove it backwards on top of the guy's car.
Yeah.
Okay. Cops got there. Bunch of witnesses confirmed what happened. And what happened is the guy with the car was arrested for burglary, battery, criminal mischief, and driving with suspended sentence. So he had some issues already.
Yeah.
So he ends up getting the jail. This guy gets to back his truck up over the car. I'm not saying that they're done. They may end up at the courthouse steps before it's all said and done, but there you are.
You got a little poetic justice
got
there.
Got that.
At least,
I suppose you probably got that happening. All right. So the next update for Pokemon Go, scheduled for later this month.
Finally.
Are people still playing it?
Well, some people are suggesting there'll be a Valentine's Day tie-in.
Okay.
Which might include,
that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Love theme action in the clothing department or updates as well in the friendship element.
There's a
I'm
clothing
that like
department.
I don't
now?
Know. I'm saying that like I know what I'm talking about.
I
don't know. It was introduced early in the game versions. So we'll see. I'm sure this is just a teaser because after all, we still got 2 weeks before we get to Valentine's. Well, that's not right. It's we've got about
a
8
week?
Days
yeah.
Yeah, before we get to Valentine's Day. So they may tell us more, so we'll see what happens. Now, I don't. Chelsea, did you know about the Shamrock Shakes? Were you here for the Shamrock Shakes, or were you gone?
You mentioned that there was going.
They're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Okay, now, okay. Mm-hmm. So if guys, you want to get out cheap, forget the flowers, forget the chalk candy hearts, because it is chalk really.
Candy.
It really is chalk, and the perfume. The McDonald's will have their St. Patrick's Day chocolate Shamrock Shake out early and Shamrock hot chocolate because there are parts of the United States where it's still cold. Not necessarily here.
Oh, I didn't know Shamrock hot chocolate was a thing.
Yeah, well, again, there. It's sweet and it's green.
I heard the chocolate Shamrock Shake is already out.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's now it's chain-wide. I think they'd rolled it, but it's chain-wide. Now, I don't know. I don't understand eating green ice cream.
Yeah, I agree.
I sure can't imagine drinking green hot chocolate. But if you want to, that's fine. Just remember, it's not all natural. It is not all natural. Don't know how it's green. Just don't ask. But while we're talking about ice cream and that kind of thing, the magicians over at Ben & Jerry's have introduced something new once again. This time, they have released a new line of ice cream bars called Pint Slices. A big old chunk of one of their ice creams, which, again, they're very proud of, in containers like American Dream, Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough, Chocolate Fudge Brownie, and Vanilla Fudge Peanut Butter Cup. dip it in chocolate, and ta-da.
Oh.
Mm. There you go.
So they're basically like Klondike bars on steroids.
Yep, exactly, with other flavors in there. So they're going to have them on a stick or whatever.
Those look tasty.
They're available
in their stick.
No.
Just looks like a big
It's a pint slice. That's it. It's a pint slice. They're available in their company stores. They'll be popping up in grocery stores all around America. So we'll see.
Alrighty.
All right, now let's see. We talked about this before. One of these days, there's just going to be two of everything. You know, everybody's going to buy up everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Macy's department store was some pretty good news. Their stock went up 10% Friday when the Wall Street Journal had a report that Hudson Bay, that's a company that's based in Canada that owns Lord & Taylor in Saks Fifth Avenue already, may be interested in buying Macy's.
Oh.
That sales rumor, just a month after Macy's announced plans to shut down 68 stores and cut another 10,000 jobs because their numbers aren't what they want. Now Hudson Bay comes in and says, we might buy you, makes the price go up. That's the way things work. Well, we'll see. And the Bryan, the College Station store was not one that was considered to be part of that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So could you make it back to civilization if you were dropped off in the middle of nowhere with just a backpack full of everyday technology? Could you do that? New show, science, the Science Channel. That's a new channel, as a matter of fact, too. It's called Hacking the Wild. It's a 6-episode show and stars some guy named Andy Quitmire, who is supposedly a digital survivalist.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. I guess we know what it means from the name of it, but there aren't a whole lot of them. Anyway, that's gonna premiere Feb 15. Maybe we have the Science Channel. We'll have to look on the Suddenlink lineup and
digital
see if that's out there.
Digital survivalist.
See, maybe that'd be a good thing for your kid to be watching. I mean, the Science Channel, I don't know about them deciding, Dad, drop me off in the middle of the woods with my technology bag.
But yeah.
Nonetheless, that, considering all the reality shows that are out there,
probably one of the better ones.
You might learn something from that. All right, here we go. It's 7:26. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you go.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there through today, and breezy and mild temperatures into the mid-70s with a few scattered showers. Tonight, cloudy, mild. Low 60s, a few showers at times. Morning clouds, then sunshine developing on Tuesday. It's going to be a warmer day. Temperatures pushing 80. Fair at night, 55 to 60. Mostly sunny and 72 to 76 on Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In early January, before Trump was inaugurated, a few dozen protesters stood in the snow across from Chuck Schumer's Brooklyn apartment. They chanted, "We're here, we're pissed, so Dems resist."
Yeah, wait, that's yesterday. I mean, that's Friday's. I'm not sure that we have another one, but let me go look and see. All right.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
So now we're seeing leftists take to the streets, vandalizing property, committing arson, assaulting people they assume are pro-Trump. What we have not seen are elected Democrats lecturing their unglued leftist base on the virtues of civility. We haven't seen condemnations in the drive-by media. In fact, media coverage downplays the violence. Meanwhile, liberal entertainers are ramping up their smash-mouth talk. At the big pink march, the day after the inauguration, Madonna proudly announced her fantasy of wanting to blow up the White House. Next came liberal comedian Sarah Silverman. As the riots were underway in Berkeley, she tweeted, "Wake up and join the resistance. Once the military's with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King Trump and his handlers go bye-bye." She was calling for a coup, sounds like, which will supposedly happen when the military comes to their senses and joins the anti-Trump brigades like Sarah Silverman. You know, it used to be when angry progressive women like Barbara Streisand and Cher pouted about election results, they threatened to leave the country. This generation isn't going anywhere. Instead, they want the military, which they despise, to join them in a coup. They want to blow up the White House. I guess it's time to say that these angry progressive gals, you've come a long way, baby, and you're heading straight downhill. I hope you're proud because you're making absolute fools of yourselves.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881. 8881.
WTAW News Time is 7:32 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is interest in the open job of Bryan School District Superintendent.
The application period, which closed last Monday, generated 54 prospects. Consultants with the Texas Association of School Boards, which is administering the search process, will be meeting with the board Wednesday night. District spokesman Brandon Webb says TASB did not offer any recommendations. The board has scheduled a discussion of applicants, and the agenda includes possible board action on approving the number of applicants who will be interviewed. Webb says the board has online access to all 54 applications. That's one of four special meetings of Bryan School Board scheduled over an eight-day period. Last Friday and this Friday, there are meetings with state lawmakers, John Rainey last Friday and this Friday with Kyle Cassell. Today at noon, the board continues talking about more options for high school students. The agenda item labeled High Schools of Choice does not call for total open enrollment. Webb says the plans to discuss additional transfer opportunities at Rutter and Bryan High. Today's meeting also includes an executive session, but Webb says it is not about the lawsuit former Superintendent Tommy Wallace filed against the district and the Attorney General's office to prevent the release of documents related to his departure last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police are responding to repeated thefts of street signs in the neighborhood north of the Northgate District. After city employees replaced a post and signs at Falk and Aspen, a uniformed officer was in an unmarked vehicle when he reported seeing someone at 2 in the morning on Saturday grab the replacement pole and used his body weight to damage it. According to the arrest report, the 21-year-old said he had seen others take signs and made the poor decision while walking home after having a few drinks in Northgate. The man with no prior arrests is in Brazos County, is out of bond and was charged with criminal mischief. Bryan police conducted a search of a home near Bonham Park before sunrise Saturday morning. According to the arrest report, after officers found crack cocaine, they seized more than $13,000 in cash, numerous cell phones, two large screen televisions, and a 2005 model pickup. Officers found items in the kitchen used in the manufacturing of crack, including a microwave. 36-year-old Lester Gill, who admitted making the drugs, was arrested on charges of manufacturing the crack and attempting to flush two baggies of drugs. CPS was notified of a small child who was in the home at the time of the search. It's the 34th time Gill has been booked in the Brazos County Jail since 1997, according to online records. 4 months after a local judge allowed a College Station man to remove an alcohol ignition interlock device from his vehicle, he is arrested for DWI with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 21-year-old Connor Griffin told officers he was driving a pickup that went off Highway 6, struck a culvert, and went airborne for 90 feet before crashing. Griffin was also arrested for possessing two types of illegal steroids and hydrocodone. A College Station woman was arrested yesterday at a residence on Kane Road after police saw her forcing a 12-year-old child's mouth against an outdoor running water faucet. According to the College Station police report, the victim, who appeared to have severe difficulty breathing and was trying to get away from the suspect, was transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, treated and released. The officer was able to remove 31-year-old Stephanie Rognon from the victim without incident. She was arrested for injury to a child. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency continues to monitor workforce training in Brazos County. College Station Councilwoman Julie Schultz, one of the city's representatives on the RVP board, provided an update at the council's last meeting.
We're still working on the talent initiative, the workforce initiative. This group, even though we've got this agreement with Blinn and Texas A&M, they're still monitoring that and looking at what all is going to be offered through those programs, making sure there's not any holes in our community that needs job training.
Schultz also said three Belgian companies continue to show an interest in the Twin Cities, something attributed to last December's trade mission led by Belgium's Princess Astrid. College Station fire investigators continue to investigate the cause of a fire Friday afternoon outside the Texags building across George Bush from the Texas A&M football practice fields. Texags president Brandon Jones says a barber located in their building used a fire extinguisher to take out most of the fire.
Minor damage. Doesn't seem like any of our equipment was damaged, which is great because we have a lot of equipment back in that half of the building. So we're thankful for that. And really all we're left with now is a pretty heavy smoky smell throughout the building, but we're going to have a service come in over the weekend and try to help us with that problem.
The fire started outside the building where Jones says there are piles of yard waste and trash that does not belong to Texags. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, equal housing lender.
So, of course, earlier we were talking about the Super Bowl. We were talking about how you don't have to watch it live these days. And that's absolutely true if you get yourself some Suddenlink because you can watch it on your TiVo. I TiVo'd the Super Bowl. I didn't get a chance to watch it live, but I may just go back and watch it or at least the commercials because I do have it on my TiVo thanks to Suddenlink. And it's great because right now, new customers who get started with Suddenlink Triple Play for only $77.99 per month will lock into that rate for 2 full years and get a $100 gift card, all backed by Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee. You're going to get Suddenlink's super fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels and phone service, and of course, that $100 gift card. So you better hurry because the offer is going to end February 12th. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com. Offer only for new residential customers. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for more details. Give them a call on that, 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com, 877-694-9474, Suddenlink.com.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers that do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there through today, and breezy and mild temperatures into the mid-70s with a few scattered showers. Tonight, cloudy, mild, low 60s, a few showers at times. Morning clouds, then sunshine developing on Tuesday. It's going to be a warmer day. Temperatures pushing 80, fair at night 55 to 60, mostly sunny and 72 to 76 on Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Gary Blair gives us his take on the A&M women's basketball team's win over Auburn yesterday. Meanwhile, the men's team earned a win over LSU. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. And records were set all over the place at the Super Bowl as the Patriots came back from a 25-point deficit last night in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sugar Super Bowl 51 halftime show.
I mean, here she is on the top.
She's
NRG.
On the roof.
Yep.
Yes.
She did it.
Yep. What's she going to do?
God bless America.
What? Wait a minute. Wait. She's singing God Bless America? In a sequin suit, by the way.
Oh, it was so cool.
Yep. And I don't know if you heard the story about the drones. There were hundreds of drones that were up in the sky. And that was
how they were doing
that. Was
that.
Pre-recorded. That part was pre-recorded, but they cut to it. And they had, I think they said, 3 billion different color combinations so that they could develop anything they wanted to in those.
So she
starts by singing God Bless America and then a little bit of This Land Is Your Land, and she jumps off the roof into the stadium.
That is so cool.
It really, you know, mm-hmm. she knows how to promote. Madonna used to know how to do this kind of thing, and mm-hmm. she came out just at the right time when MTV was starting to take off, and she used that to be her vehicle to stardom. Gaga, I think, is somewhat provocative, but still, she is a fantastic singer.
She was good last night, though. You know, I mean, and you know, she stripped down a little bit and it, you know, lost some of her sparkly suit. But for the most part, I mean, she was super tasteful.
Yep.
I thought everything was great. I loved when she said, "Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom."
Yeah. Yes.
In the middle of her piano performance,
that was
and
pretty funny.
So
well, and she
yeah.
referenced Texas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, that was a good thing too. But when it was all said and done,
yeah,
I thought it was kind of odd that she was the only one.
Yeah, you know, someone said they had heard rumor that Beyonce was going to show up. First of all, Beyonce is pregnant with twins.
Yeah,
she's not performing
yeah.
anywhere anytime
right,
soon.
Right, yep.
But yeah, you're right. She was the only one.
Tony Bennett, because there had been talk about that.
Okay, yeah.
She didn't.
Yeah.
But what she did is she entertained, which was her job.
She did.
That was what she was supposed to do.
And she kept it just entertaining. There was no other, you know, no other agenda.
Ulterior motive.
Yeah, exactly.
She did, and one of her songs mentioned something about LGBT stuff, but like that's like part of her
that's
show.
Her.
And
right.
it was a very short mention. Yep. A lot of people are turning her whole performance into that. Like,
No.
It wasn't mm-hmm. that.
Nope, she did it right.
And someone just texted in and said they applaud her for not lip syncing, and I totally agree too.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you heard the background music where that was playing, but you could tell when she was singing into the mic.
Yep.
Well, again, and that's really okay. That's what we want.
Right.
Because we saw what happened on New Year's Eve. Yeah. When you know. Of course, you got to go to rehearsal too. But I agree. She did in fact sing, and that was an.
And I'm just always so impressed with these women who wear these. I know they were boots, but there was a high heel on them.
Okay.
And she maneuvered with zero problem, like up and down stairs, and obviously flying through the air. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
They said they've been practicing on a stage mock-up. Someplace in the Houston area, but it's pretty tough to practice jumping off the top of the stadium without anybody knowing that that's going to happen.
Yeah,
don't know exactly where she was able to practice that part, but she and again comes down. She's
like flipping and doing all sorts of things.
Well, and that's the other thing. The adrenaline had to be racing, and yes, crazy. She's able to come back, land, sing on tune. Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah. So, I don't know, Brad, how many commercials did you see?
I saw a couple of them, like the Spuds McKenzie one and the Christopher Walken one.
That was very odd. Well, you really named two of the more odd commercials out there.
Yeah.
They have a Spuds McKenzie, which is like a one-minute Bud Light where the guy goes and buys some Bud for his friends who are in a party. So, Chelsea, did you see any that you saw?
The one that stood out to me was they did a halftime teaser with Terry Bradshaw and one of the other announcers. And he's got this massive ketchup stain on his white shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, did no one else notice that? What the heck is going on? And then all of a sudden, in the next commercial break, there's a Tide commercial with Terry Bradshaw.
That's it.
Because he's trending on the internet. And
brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
They did. They did a little kind of a pre-sell when it comes to that.
But that was the only thing that I really paid attention to. I mean, I saw other ones. There was the one for, was it Lumber 84?
84 Lumber.
Yeah. And it said you have to go some to website to watch the end of it. Well, no.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of trouble. It is.
Don't make people do stuff.
I just thought that one kind of caught my eye, mainly because it was so long.
Kind of a cute one, a big game commercial with Cam Newton and Miranda Carr.
Mm.
What happens is somebody says, well, if that's true, then my kid's Cam Newton, and it's a bunch of peewee football players, and Cam Newton's out there with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he throws a pass, and the kid catches it at the 10-yard line, and it drills him into the back, into the end zone. So that was kind of cute. And then there he is chest bumping with these little bitty kids.
That's
great. That was all it was, and that was a tie into that. T-Mobile commercial with Justin Bieber was pretty popular with Terrell Owens.
Yeah, and Gronk. Gronk was in a lot of stuff.
Well, Gronk was also in another Tide commercial.
Yeah.
That one with Jeffrey Tambor. That was good. One called Go Further by Ford. Pretty good commercial. Feel good spot. Basically, if you animated it and changed nothing, you could very easily use this as an opening to a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty good. Skittles got high scores. I didn't happen to see that romance commercial.
Did. Yeah.
I liked some of the promotional things, like the Stranger Things one was pretty cool, and the Guardians of the Galaxy one that came out was pretty cool.
Yep. They tried a live commercial starring Adam Driver. That did not work.
Mm.
That did not work. Then you had Justin Statham and Gal Gadot in tearing up a restaurant. One of the funny ones also that this one was number one as far as USA Today was concerned, and that was the Kia ad with Melissa McCarthy.
I heard that one was funny. I didn't see it, though.
What happens is she's she's an activist trying to save critters or whatever.
Okay.
And everything she does goes wrong.
Oh.
Everything she does goes wrong. And the last thing is she's, of course, driving that car.
Okay. And she's just funny. Someone texted in and said Humpty Dumpty, the Humpty Dumpty commercial.
Okay. Humpty Dumpty is in a hospital, and this is about, I want to say he's trying to get health care. But, yeah, it's this giant egg, which looked kind of weird. I didn't know exactly what it was. We were kind of watching at that point. And, didn't know exactly what that was, but it was I think most of me, of course, you can go see them today in person if you yourself, or they'll probably be running on TV shows all this week. And so, but I did see that. I just, again, I don't remember who it was for. And, isn't that basically the whole idea?
Right.
Yep.
You're supposed to remember what that's for. But anyhow, they'll be out there. It's 7:47 right now.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When Kyle Schwartz started teaching third grade at a Denver elementary school, she wanted to get to know her students better. So she asked the children to finish this sentence: "I wish my teacher knew," and then fill in the blank. The responses Ms. Schwartz received were eye-opening. She discovered that some of the children were living in poverty. One student wrote, "I wish my teacher knew I don't have pencils at home to do my homework." Some of the students had an absent parent, like the little girl who wrote, "I wish my teacher knew that sometimes my reading log isn't signed because Mom isn't around." Several of the kids had lost a parent or hadn't seen them for months, either because of military deployment or because their parents had divorced. I give Ms. Schwartz a lot of credit for learning about her students so she could meet them at their point of need. She became a better teacher, and her class became better students because of it. The truth is, those third graders aren't much different than you and me. Often we don't know what people around us every day are going through because we don't ask. Maybe that's why we're not as patient as we could be with our coworkers, neighbors, or even our family members. We might be more understanding or be willing to offer practical help if we knew the challenges they faced. Sometimes people just need an invitation to share and someone to listen. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. In A&M women's basketball, the Aggies picked up their seventh straight home win, defeating Auburn 66-61 yesterday at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the win.
We were really prepared for this game. It didn't look like it in the first half. It looked like it when we first started. The whole key to let them in was our 11 turnovers in the first half, and they shot 62%. Give them the credit in the second quarter for what they did.
Danny Williams led the Aggies with 25 points. The Maroon and White out-rebounded Auburn 49-28, led by Kyla Hilsman with 15 boards. Hilsman also had 17 points for her second straight double-double. The Aggies improved to 17-6 on the season and 7-3 in SEC play and returned to action on Thursday to host Alabama. Tip-off scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Admon Gilder had 20.6 rebounds and 5 assists, and Robert Williams scored a season-high 18 to lead Texas A&M to an 85-73 victory against LSU. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the game.
It's always good to come back to Louisiana and get a win. Thought our guys played well, and I really thought LSU came out the gate playing really well. I thought they started the game with good energy, and fortunately we were able to, I think, wear them down inside. We missed some opportunities around the basket, and we started making some shots, and our defense was pretty good for us, especially the first half.
The men improved to 12-10 with a 4-6 mark in SEC play. They return home to Reed Arena to host Missouri on Wednesday for the first of two scheduled meetings with the Tigers. Tip-off for the game is slated for 7:30 p.m. with pregame at 7, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, you can also catch both coaches' shows tonight. The Gary Blair Show will be at 6 p.m., followed by the Billy Kennedy Show at 7, and you can hear them both on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NFL...
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
Tom Brady has a record fifth Super Bowl win for a quarterback after the biggest comeback in the game's history and one of the greatest catches. James White ran 2 yards for a touchdown on the first possession of the Super Bowl's first ever overtime, and the Patriots came back from 25 points down for a 34-28 win over the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51. To add to the records, Bill Belichick also became the first coach ever to win 5 Super Bowls. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir. It is time for the deal of the day. And today, it's a brand new one, a 2016 Ford F-150. It's a super cab. It stickers at $33,285. Team Ford price, $22,887 plus tax, title, and license. They've also got some amazing deals because Ford is offering up $4,000 with their owner loyalty incentive for the XL and the XLT trucks. $14,000 off MSRP for the F-150s, and Team Auto is offering $12,000 off MSRP on select Super Duties. They're trying to get rid of all the 2016 because they still have new 2017s rolling in, and they need to get them off the lot. And no matter what it is that you buy in terms of a truck, at least from Team, you can get it custom outfitted from Texas Custom Outfitter. Grill guards, roll bars, light sets, sound systems, tires, wheels, the whole nine yards. You can have it just like you like it, and you can have it rolled into the financing so you don't have to worry about paying two folks. To find out more, all you have to do is go to teamofnavasota.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now, and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed, and that free Hayward heater deal has been so successful, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Out of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, I don't know, again yesterday in the Super Bowl, there's like 5 or 6 movies, maybe more, that they advertise. Mm-hmm. I guess research says that's a good place to be. Not sure. Of course, I sit around with a bunch of old people watching it, so you know, not necessarily always doing the movie things. But
the moviegoers, yeah.
More and more with the CGI stuff, I mean, there's just every movie looks like another. I can't delineate from, you know, one that's going to destroy the world to this other that's going to save the world to jumping into some parallel universe. Did you see the promo for Walking Dead?
No.
I did not.
There's a football sitting in the grass, nice green grass. And a bat wrapped in barbed wire slams down on it and says, "Football season's over, the Walking Dead's back." You like that?
Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
I've never watched it, so I have no idea. But there's a bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Is
that one of the weapons of choice?
Of the bad guy.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. All right, Chelsea saw this, thought of you. You're standing there, you're getting coffee from your barista, and it's too dang hot.
Man.
So what's the quickest way to cool down your coffee so you don't burn yourself?
Ask them for an ice cube. So,
that could work. Science writer from Wired recently performed an experiment, started with three cups of coffee. One was cooled down by blowing into the little small hole in the lid, okay? One was cooled by removing the lid altogether, and one, the controlled cup, was left untouched with its lip still on. The very scientific study revealed that the lid removal method is the best and most efficient way to cool your coffee down. Duh. Or you could ask for an ice cube. As the water on the surface of the coffee evaporates, it leaves behind lower energy water molecules. And this is exactly what people want to know. So turn around to the person in line behind you and explain that to them.
Explain the water molecules.
What that does is that results in a lower coffee temperature. And when you remove the lid, there's a greater area of surface there of the water that is exposed so it can evaporate faster, cools down more quickly. Who would think that blowing in the hole would make any difference?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Do you put your mouth right on it and blow? That's not going to work.
It's going to shoot coffee everywhere.
That's plus, what I would worry about, too.
Right, and plus the fact people are just going to look at you very strangely going, what in the world are you doing? Take the lid off. Of course, if you're driving, just let it sit there, okay?
Yeah,
it'll be all right.
Just chill.
You'll get to a light soon. You can check your phone and drink your coffee at the same time. All right, weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. We got temperatures that are going to be okay this week. Matter of fact, all week long. About 80 today, 83 tomorrow and Wednesday with sunshine coming back. Then about 70 to balance of the